And on a Thursday at this time, you hear our tech feature. And the tech deals with not just apps, but technology that can potentially change your life. Now, going under the surgeon's knife is never an easy choice. But when you have been diagnosed with prostate cancer, for example, you really don't have many options other than whose skilled surgical hands you're going to choose to operate on you. Now, in 2013, the Urology Hospital in Pretoria was the first hospital in South Africa to acquire a robotic surgical system. What does that actually mean? How does it actually work? How does it affect you? Now, they believe that robotic dealing with prostate cancer using robotics is certainly going to be the way forward. But to tell you more about that, Dr. Lance Kutsia, urologist at the Urology Hospital. Dr. Kutsia, thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Ken. Good morning.
How does this... So there's a robot, and I would imagine this robot does the actual operation on you, driven by a doctor remotely. But how does it work? More insight into the actual process.
Well, you know, the first thing to understand is that the robot doesn't actually do the work. It's driven by a surgeon, but remotely. At this stage, by fiber optics, so there's still a link between the surgeon and the robot, even though the surgeon's sitting in the corner of the operating room. It was developed originally by the American Defense Force with the idea of being able to sit in the United States and operate on people in other countries remotely by satellite link. But, you know, the technology is still... There's still got a way to go before we get there. What happens is the robot has four surgical arms, and on each arm there are instruments which can be changed that access the patient's abdomen through little 1-centimeter ports. And then the surgeon sits with his fingers in loops with his head in a console, which has 3D vision with tenfold magnification. So
right.
As you move your fingers, then the various instruments will move, and either, you know, you can use a little scissors or a grasp or so on. But it's very precise. With a robot these days, we can literally peel the skin off a grape remotely.
Wow.
And this has made it very ideal, really, for working down in the pelvis around the prostate, where you can see, you know, the nerves that control potency and the little blood vessels that are sometimes half a millimeter in diameter, which you can now see pulsating on the side of the prostate. And these,
wow,
you know, previously we knew more or less where they were, and with inexperienced hands, one could move them out of the way when operating on patients with prostate cancer. But it was very much an experience-based thing, and often a bit of a hit-and-miss thing. Whereas now with the robotic surgery, you know, the precision has made it a lot easier to preserve these quality-of-life issues that men fear, obviously, when going for this sort of surgery.
So theoretically, because you say it, you know, the technology still has to evolve, you know, sitting in the United States and operating on someone, you know, somewhere else. But I mean, what's the big difference between you sitting, let's say, in the corner somewhere doing the surgery remotely, or you sitting in Pretoria, Kino on a bed in Cape Town needing to sort out his prostate, and you operating from Pretoria?
Well, the only difference really is that at the moment the console where the surgeon sits is fiber optically linked to the robot.
Okay.
If you're operating remotely, you know, you've got to bounce a signal off a satellite, and there's still too much delay and uncertainty in that. You know, if you have a major bleed, for example, you can't have a 10-minute delay, you know, for a signal to bounce off a satellite.
Sure.
You know, and I think that's really the only limiting factor, and I'm sure it's just a matter of time before that gets sorted out.
No, but surely, if you've got fiber, if you have access to fiber where you are sitting in the machine, the machine in Cape Town has a fiber link, and you know, and fiber is quite fast. You know, if one just looks at fiber and how it's being rolled out throughout the country at the moment, you know, it's not very far away where you'd be able to do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's you know, I think these are sort of very small limitations that we face at the moment, and I'm sure that within the next very short period of time, you know, these obstacles will be overcome.
So the benefits that are accrued here, Dr. Lance Kutsia, first of all, for the hospital and productivity and getting things done quicker and maybe even the cost of operation. I mean, do any of those factor in when it comes to using robotics?
Well, they do. The robots is quite expensive technology. As the surgeons become more experienced and the time for the surgery gets less and less, it becomes more viable. But it's not a money-making a technology, really. It actually costs the hospital more than somebody doing an open operation.
Sure.
But the advantage is really for the patients. You know, their recovery is so much quicker. Instead of losing sometimes with an open operation 800 to 1,000 milliliters of blood and having blood transfusions and spending 2 or 3 days in ICUs, the patients now lose maybe an egg cup full of blood. They're out of hospital in 36 hours. There are no big wounds, so they're back at work. We've had patients that are back at work after a week after a radical prostate surgery, whereas with the open surgery, if you got back within 5 to 6 weeks, you were doing pretty well. So, you know, I think the patients are winning all the way, and that's the objective, really.
Do you have a website for your hospital, and is there anything dedicated to this type of robotic surgery that people can have a look at?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a lot on YouTube, for example. There are websites. I have a website. There's a hospital website for Victoria Urology Hospital.
What's your website, Doctor? What's your website?
Well, it's Lance Kutsia at urology.co.za.
Okay. So if anybody wants to find out more about it, I encourage you to contact Dr. Lance Kutsia about that. But amazing technology. But can you imagine sitting in Pretoria, someone else in the Geduntes somewhere, but needs prostate surgery, and the doctor can do that remotely, not too far off, I tell you. It's 16. 16-